and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Privas Den Pro Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Hem Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Aastha Jain, Senior Research Analyst from Hem Securities. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Sejal. A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the Privas Den Pro Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings call. Joining us on the call today from the management team are Mr. Atul Modi, Chairman and Managing Director, Mrs. Namrata Modi, Whole-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer, Dr. Sai Kalyan, Director of Research and Academics, Mr. Vaibhav Munjal, Chief Marketing Officer, Mr. Vinay Jamwal, Financial Advisor, Privas Den Pro Limited. We will commence the call with the opening thoughts from the management, post which we will open the forum for Q&A session, where the management will be glad to respond to any queries that you may have. Before we go on to the main call, I would like to read the standard disclaimer. There may be forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinion and expectation of the company's management as on the date of this call. The company do not assume any obligation to update their forward-looking statement if those beliefs, opinion, expectations or other circumstances should change. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Consequently, listeners should not place any undue reliance on such forward-looking statements. With this, I will hand over the call to Mr. Atul Modi, Chairman and Managing Director, to take it forward. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today through audio conferencing to discuss Privas Den Pro Limited performance for the first half of financial year 2025. I am pleased to report that despite a challenging global environment, our company has achieved growth across the key areas. First, let me share some key highlights on our financial performance. For the first half of FY25, our total revenue increased by 12.96% compared to the same period last year. Our export business has also seen robust progress, achieving a growth rate of 12.15% compared to last year's first half. Even in the face of foreign exchange crisis and global conflict that impacted several regions, we have successfully managed to offset these challenges by focusing on alternative markets, and we are confident that our regions will continue to support our growth trajectory in the coming period. On the domestic front, we are intensifying our efforts to capture greater market share. Our strategies are aligned with our ambitious goals, and we are putting significant resources into expanding our reach across the Indian market. We are optimistic that these efforts will yield substantial results as we continue to strengthen our foothold domestically. Moving on to our product line, we are particularly happy with the early success of our new brand, Coradoc. The market response has been highly encouraging, with commendable reviews from Indian industry experts and customers alike. These positive response enhances our confidence that the Coradoc range will perform even better in the upcoming period, further enhancing our product portfolio and brand presence. In terms of innovation, our foray into 3D resin technology has also shown great promise. The feedback from customers has been impressive, and we are committed to refining and expanding our 3D resin offerings. We are actively exploring additional strategies to strengthen our market share in this segment, and we believe that this will be an important area of growth moving forward. Our commitment to innovation is also reflected in the progress of the previous research center, which continues to operate with dedication, focusing on groundbreaking development and import substitution. Our in-house team is working diligently on building indigenous products to reduce dependence on import, and we have already made headway in several areas. This aligns with our mission to develop high quality, locally sourced products and hence our self-reliance, self-sufficiency in the dental product sector. To conclude, the overall performance in the first half of financial year 25 has been impressive, and we are confident that our momentum will carry forward into an even stronger second half. With the foundations we have laid and the strategic initiatives in place, we look forward to driving even better results in the future. Thank you for your trust in Previs Dental Limited. We remain committed to delivering growth, innovation, and value for all of our stakeholders. Thank you once again, and over to Mrs. Modi.
Thank you, Mr. Modi. Good afternoon, everyone. I am pleased to welcome you to this investor meet, where I will present Previs Dental Limited financial performance for the first half of the fiscal year 2025. Our total revenue for H1 financial year 25 reached ₹31.53 crores, marking a 12.96% increase from ₹27.91 crores in H1 financial year 24. Our EBITDA rose by 14.11% to ₹12.23 crores from ₹10.72 crores with an EBITDA margin of 38.79%, underscoring the effectiveness of our cost management efforts. This growth is particularly noteworthy as we continue to optimize our operations and sales strategically. Our profit after tax for the period increased by 9.84% to ₹8.49 crores from ₹7.72 crores, resulting in a cash margin of 26.92%. Focusing on quarterly performance, Quarter 2 financial year 25 revenue stood at ₹17.31 crores compared to ₹14.22 crores in Quarter 1 financial year 25, marking a 21.72% rise. Our EBITDA in Quarter 2 financial year 25 reached ₹6.84 crores, up from ₹5.38 crores in Quarter 1 financial year 25, showing a quarterly growth of 27.31%. Additionally, PAT in Quarter 2 financial year 25 was ₹4.82 crores compared to ₹3.67 crores in Quarter 1 financial year 25, reflecting a rise of 31.11%. Margins also improved sequentially, with PAT margin increasing by approximately 2% from 25.83% in Quarter 1 to 27.82% in Quarter 2 financial year 25, and EBITDA margin rising from 37.83% in Quarter 1 to 39.57% in Quarter 2 financial year 25. However, I would like to share that our profit margin this year has slightly decreased in the first half of the fiscal year. This is primarily due to increased expenses associated with our marketing initiative and exhibition activities. Exhibition expenses saw a significant rise in H1 financial year 25, reflecting our proactive approach to building stronger brand visibility to participation in both domestic and international exhibitions. Similarly, our marketing initiative expenses increased considerably as our team are actively exploring new markets, meeting potential partners, and setting up distribution networks. These investments in enhancing production capacity and diversifying our product portfolio have also led to higher depreciation charges, which are expected to translate into substantial long-term growth and operational efficiency. We are now nearing the time where we anticipate the tangible benefit of these investments to materialize for growth and operational efficiency. Additionally, I am pleased to announce that this year we have appointed a cost auditor for Previous Dental Limited. This applicability of cost audit arose this year. And with their expertise, we believe that cost analysis will become more efficient and insightful, ultimately benefiting our operations. As we move forward, our focus remains on driving revenue growth and exploring new markets while maintaining strong margins for efficient operations. With a diversified product portfolio and a clear growth strategy, we are confident in our ability to achieve sustained progress. I want to thank our team, stakeholders, investors for their unwavering support. We look forward to building on our achievements and delivering continued in the months to come. Thank you for joining us today and for your trust in Previous Dental. Over to Mr. Vaibhav Munjal.
Thank you, Mrs. Namrata. I'm pleased to share some updates on the progress we have made in the first half of financial year 25. As Mrs. Modi mentioned, we have achieved a 12.96% increase in the total revenue compared to the same period last year. We are pleased to see that our efforts are translating into tangible positive outcomes. On the domestic front, we are seeing strong momentum. Our work to solidify our presence within India has brought promising results, and we are confident this will continue to be a critical driver of growth in the coming months. Our focus has been on offering innovative products and strengthening customer relationships, and we expect those efforts to deepen our position in the domestic market. To support our broader objective, we have expanded into new international markets this year. Entering several new geographies marks an exciting step forward for Previous Dental Limited. We have also welcomed new team members who bring fresh perspectives and specialized expertise, further strengthening our organization. Additionally, expanding our distribution network has enabled us to better serve customers worldwide and enhance our global operations. We have also made significant advancements in our online presence, recognizing the importance of digital channel in today's market. Strengthening our digital footprint allows us to engage with a wider audience, communicate the value of our products more effectively, and build stronger relationships with clients and partners. This enhanced online presence not only drives direct sales but also fosters sustained customer engagement, which is essential for long-term growth. I am particularly pleased to report that our new brand Oradox is performing exceptionally well. The positive feedbacks from customers and industry experts have been overwhelming, and the early results are highly encouraging. We are excited about its potential to become a big brand for us going forward. Looking ahead, we are exploring opportunities in the 3D printing market. We see significant potential in this area as 3D printing technology aligns with our mission to lead in dental technology and provide advanced solutions. We are evaluating various strategies to enter this segment effectively, ensuring that our approach delivers real value and adheres to our high standards of quality and innovation. In conclusion, our growth strategy remains firmly anchored in innovation, customer engagement, and operational excellence. The progress we have made in the first half of financial year 24 is promising, and we are encouraged by the opportunities that lie ahead. I want to thank each one of you for your continued trust and support in Previous Dental Limited. We are excited about the future and look forward to achieving even greater success together. Thank you, and over to Dr. Sai Kalyan.
Good evening, everyone. I am happy to share that R&D division of Previous Dental has made significant steps in the last 6 months. We have successfully translated 3D resins to the market and have completed all the formalities necessary to register these 3D printing products in the US FDA and enter the US market. We've already finished the development of 10 new products in the endodontic, prosthodontic, and the wound healing arena. These products have been indigenously developed and the test license is in process. These will surely be translated in 2025. We also joined hands with the Indian Dental Association and the Indian Endodontic Society to foster education, innovation, and research in the fields of dentistry. We have added BioGloss and Tricalcium Phosphate to our portfolio. These innovative bioactives have replaced the imported raw materials and helped in import substitution, which is a key role of the R&D division of Privi's Dental Limited. We are constantly innovating and making significant strides, and we will keep you updated with more exciting news in the coming months. That's the report from the R&D. So hope to see you soon in the future. Thank you.
Sir, should we begin with the question and answer session? Ms. Sastha, can we begin the question and answer session?
Yes, Sejal, you can go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Mandeep Choksey from Akim Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the recent set of numbers. So my first question is, given that the revenue growth for half year 25 was 11.53%, how does the company plan to accelerate growth in the second half of the year to achieve its stated guidance of at least 30% for the full fiscal year, as was mentioned in the previous con call?
I will reply to this question. 30% growth is the anticipated growth based on our previous year's performance. But as I said in my opening remarks, that we know the world scenario is not very bright and there are conflicts and there are recessionary situations prevailing in many countries. We have not been able to reach to 30% level of growth in the export market. However, we are trying our best to grow as much as possible with no entry into new countries and exploring new areas of growth. So we are expecting that the growth trajectory will continue and our aim is still to reach to 30 levels. But you know, it all depends on the situation and the market trend. And you know, we have noticed that in the last 1 year, many countries are facing economic crisis, foreign exchange crisis. But in spite of that, we have been able to reach to 12.5% growth in the export market and our domestic growth is also quite impressive. So we are making all our efforts to reach to our previous level of 30% annual growth, which is achievable depending that the situation improves and also, you know, depending on the further efforts which we make to expand our reach to the international market and also in the domestic market. But we'll try our best to grow to this level. That's the minimum level which we have set for ourselves. And we are confident that in the second half, our growth rate will be better than the first half. And we should be able to reach to a, you know, significant level of growth in the second half also.
Okay, that's good. And what steps is the company taking to address the decline in EBITDA and PAT margin observed in the first half of 25 compared to 24?
PAT margin decrease, this is Mobi is the right person to answer this question.
Yes, good evening.
Our profit has slightly reduced due to increase in depreciation, and depreciation increased due to capitalization of new building expansion and research centers in the current year, which were under WIP last year. Further expenses related to research center is compared this year as compared to last year. And two, three reasons are our marketing expenses. We are participating in more exhibitions, international as well as domestic marketing. So these are the reasons of the slightly decrease in PAT margin. But we have, as I told you in my report also, that we have appointed cost auditor also, which is applicable to our company from this year. So wherever there is any lack of things, so we will try to improve that. Wherever is the weak point, we will try to improve that after the appointing the cost auditor. So that also improve our efficiency. Thank you.
Okay, so what do you think, when will this marketing expense translate into revenue? These expenses have been, we have been incurring these same expenses since last 2 to 3 years. So when do you see this translating into the revenue?
I think revenue, as you are saying, that growth is there. We are still growing. It is not decreasing. Our sale is increasing. That is only because in marketing. If we will reduce our marketing expenses, we reduce our participation in exhibitions and tour and traveling, so definitely this target will be very difficult to achieve. So this expenses definitely slowly will give us more good results in coming months.
And what is the current capacity utilization?
I couldn't understand. Can you repeat the question?
What is the current capacity utilization? I mean, we were operating at 45% utilization.
Yeah. That is, we are just right now using 8-hour shift only. So we are using just 45 to 50% utility. So still we have lot of capacity to increase our production.
Okay. And it was mentioned that Uranus brand has received good response in the market, but we don't see the same translating into sales and margins, since it was mentioned that Uranus will be margin accretive.
Mr. Modi will answer you. Over to the
Uranus brand has been in the market just for the last 6 months. It's a new brand, new product life for us. And we have started the commercial production of this and the marketing of this product. The response is very good. But these new product lines for us, we have to develop a distribution channel for the, you know, marketing of these products. So we are expecting that in the coming time, the Uranus will become a big brand, generate a good revenue in the coming time, you know, but the results are very satisfactory. The performance and the feedback is very satisfactory. We are confident that it will become a good brand in the coming years.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Yes. The next question is from the line of Devang from Eagle View Venture. Please go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, congratulations for good set of number. My question is, what percentage of our sale goes to R&D expenses?
What percentage of sale goes to R&D expenses?
Yes, sir.
And we do not have this figure right now. We can provide you the details later on. So at present, we do not have the exact numbers with us.
Okay.
Mr. Deva, does that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankit Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. I just want to know what is our current sales in first half for Oradox brand and the newly launched product 3D resin. Can you just give me the number?
See, the oral care, Oradox brand, we have just sold goods worth 20 lakhs in this half year. Because, you know, the product was launched recently and we have done test marketing in the first 3 months just to see the feedback, customer feedback, response was good. So we have so far reached to 20 lakhs of revenue generation from Oradox. 3D has also contributed about 10 lakhs of business in this half year. These are also new products. You know, a lot of validation is required because, you know, 3D resins are to be used on different types of printers and all printers require validation. So that process is quite lengthy, but we are quite happy to share with you that our resins have been very well accepted in the market. We have also applied for the US FDA for the 3D resin. And once we get the US FDA approval, we can explore the market outside India. So far, being regulated product, we cannot sell the resin outside India. We do not have the European certification so far. So we, whatever we are selling, that is only in this market. And that is also the, we are going a bit slow just to check the market response, feedback, and once we are quite satisfied of the customer's feedback, then we can go full-hearted with full speed with the marketing. And, you know, the marketing strategies are also being formalized. And everything, you know, will take some time to settle down. And the only important thing is that the quality of our product is good. We have recently spent considerable capital expenditure on developing the new facility for 3D print resin manufacturing. So far, we do not have the manufacturing facility, so we are making these resins in a small setup in the R&D center only. But as the demand is increasing, so we have created a new facility, state-of-the-art facility for manufacturing 3D resin. Once that facility is ready, we'll be in a position to produce in large quantity and, you know, supply to all of India and to export.
Okay. So, sir, I just want to know, I mean, what are our internal targets for both of these, I mean, for Oradox as well as 3D resin? Maybe for next 1 or 2 years. I mean, are we targeting some, I mean, what kind of revenues are we targeting?
See, our projected revenue for Oradox brand is 20 CR in the next 3 years. And, you know, for the 3D resin, we are expecting it, you know, sales of about 5 CR in the next 3 years. 3D resins are not very popular in India, but the market will grow in the coming 2 to 3 years because these resins are new for the Indian dental industry. So it will take some time to you know, develop the market in India, but we are getting ourselves ready for the future. So the facility is being created. Everything, you know, state-of-the-art facility has been developed for 3D manufacturing. Our Oradox plant is fully operational, but the production is low only because we are going slow a bit just to develop the passing channel. And once everything is in place, we'll go full speed. And in the next 3 years, we'll have a very good revenue generation from these two product lines.
Oh, great to know, sir. And sir, I also wanted to know regarding our U.S. market. I mean, I remember from our past con calls that we had quite a few products approved there, and we were targeting very big volume and revenue from U.S. market. So what is the current status? I mean, how we have performed for H1?
See, our export to North America, U.S. included, is about 3% of our total revenue, and it is growing. The products are very well accepted in the U.S. market. We are spending a lot of doing a lot of expenditure on the promotional activities in the U.S. We have engaged marketing consultants in the U.S. to help us to develop the contacts and business in the U.S. So they are also doing their work, and we got some very good clinical reviews from an independent organization. Three of our products got highest ratings in the U.S. for three products. So that's, all these steps are becoming very favorable for us, and we hope that we can increase our shares in the U.S. market in the next 6 months. So we are making all efforts to grow our business in the U.S. market. That's our focused country for growth.
Okay. So, sir, I mean, 3% of our current revenue, so that means somewhere around 50 lakh rupees, right? For H1?
Yeah, it's around 50 lakh rupees only. Maybe a little more. I don't have the exact numbers with me. But this is what I have the right now in my mind.
Okay. But sir, if I remember correctly, I mean, we acquired few, one or two customers, so which were giving us maybe somewhere around $1 million revenue for a year, right? If I remember it correctly. So, I mean, have we started supplying to that customer in USA? And the second part of the
question is... These customers in US, they take a lot of time to evaluate the product, because they send the product to universities, and universities take a lot of time to evaluate the product, you know, based on their reports from the universities and various independent users. So once they get the satisfactory report, then only they allow the new companies to sell their products. They will start buying from them. So it's just process is going on. We are, as I said earlier also, we are making all efforts to increase our business in the US market. That's the very potential market for our products. We got about 40 products USFDA cleared. Another, raisins are also pending for clearance from USFDA. Raisins have a huge market in US because developed countries are already using 3D printing for dental application. India, it is recent development, but in US, the market is very big. So we are expecting that once our 3D resins are also approved by USFDA, we should get more business revenue from the US market.
Okay.
So with all these efforts, our business in US will definitely grow in the coming time.
Okay, so I mean the discussion is currently on with this customer, right? So I mean,
discussions are going on with various customers. Various customers have taken the samples. We are in the process of evaluating the samples. We are visiting US again to attend one of the US biggest dental show in New York. So we have lined up meetings with many clients in US. So after the meeting, we'll know more about, the future of our products in the U.S. So, this year we're going to take part in 3 U.S. dental shows. So this shows that we are very serious about our business growth in the U.S. market. So we see a lot of potential of business in the U.S. So I'm very confident that we'll have very good revenue from US market in the coming time.
So, I mean, sir, do we have any internal target maybe for next 1 or 2 years for how much revenue we would like to generate from U.S. market?
We are targeting to generate at least 2 crore from the U.S. market in this financial year.
2 crore in this financial year?
In this financial year.
Okay, okay. And, sir, I think there was one or a couple of clients who wanted us to do contract manufacturing. So, I mean, have you started?
We have started with them. We have started with them, but they have just taken small shipment, small supply. Once their market feedback is satisfactory, because, you know, U.S. are very, very highly quality conscious. So they take a lot of time to, you know, approve a vendor. Once we have already started the contract manufacturing for a couple of companies, and that's why we are projecting that, you know, if everything goes well with those two companies, we should have a good business in this, you know, next 6 months.
Okay. So I mean, have we received any negative feedback from those?
No, no, no. No, no negative feedback. Very good feedback. 100% satisfaction reports are there. They are 100% satisfied with quality and the pricing. But still, you know, the process is very long. They go slow. But now it's almost 6 months. We are expecting the next 6 months, we should have much bigger business from these companies.
Oh, great, great, sir. It is great to know that we have got a good feedback from our customers.
Yes.
Sir, there were a couple of countries, I think, in Africa, where we were getting, I mean, our revenue were reduced since last couple of quarters. We were facing problem in those regions. So how are things shaping up for those countries?
Slightly better, but still they have financial crisis, foreign exchange crisis. But, you know, we see slight change, slight improvement in their availability of foreign exchange. And we see that the situation will improve in the next half year. And, you know, we'll continue with our growth in this region also. It's a potential market for us, but because of the foreign exchange crisis, we had a bit setback, but we'll overcome it in the coming half year.
Okay, okay. And, sir, I have one last question regarding this online platform of ours, Previous Direct. So, what is the sales for H1 for our online platform?
Mr. Vaibhav Punjal is responsible for sales and marketing, so I think he can tell you better about the digital marketing business. Mr. Vaibhav, please answer.
Hi, good evening. So we started this online portal in the last 6 months, in the last quarter of last financial year, and it has received. So we are growing tremendously month-on-month on that, on the online platform in terms of the online platform sales. Currently, the total sale that we would have generated from that online platform would be around, is around 18 lakhs.
Okay, 18 lakhs for H1?
Yeah. And it is growing month-on-month, very substantially. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, sir, will you be facing, I mean, I just want to understand, because you have a distributors all over India, and we are selling through this portal as well. So will there be any conflict of interest between those two platforms?
No, no, not actually. See, there are two things. When we have entered this online space, we were very clear, one, that we will not disturb our distribution channel, which is there. So the pricing which has been kept is in line with the end customer pricing that is there, point number one. Second, this foray into online was done to solve two problems of ours. One was to reach the areas where our normal distribution is currently not able to reach. So the online and the e-commerce platform provides us a much faster access to those customers, especially in the rural areas in the country. Second, also to stabilize and to have an authorized platform from where our customers can purchase in case they do not have an access to an offline distributor that is there. So in the last 6 months, we have not even faced a single complaint from any of the distributions that is there, to answer your question. So it is serving us two main purposes, this online platform.
Okay, okay. Great, great, great to know, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks for answers. And wish you all the best to the whole
team. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Podar from Shivansh Holdings LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for sharing the numbers and taking our questions. So my question was revolving around the data points related to the new customer acquisition rate across our product segments. So starting with Oradox, can you please shed some light on what would be the rate of new customer additions at the B2C level, and what would be the repeat customer percentages, starting with Oradox? And also, if you can shed the same data for the other segments where we are operating.
Yes,
Mr.
Zagor, please take this.
Yeah. Yeah. So in the front of Oradox, we have done, first I would like to add a few things in terms of how we are marketing it. So we have added, we have done the marketing of Oradox on two fronts, three fronts actually. One is to be a present online, to have an omni-channel presence for the consumers through the first channel of online. So we are present on Amazon, Flipkart, Tata 1MG, and JioMart as of now on the online platform, where we are driving most of our consumer sales. Second, we are also present on our own previous direct website, from where we are getting the second channel of sales. Third, we are also marketing online these products, because these are specialized oral care products and the advanced oral care products. We are also marketing this to the set of dentists across the country if they want to partner with us and promote these products to their customers, because they provide an advanced oral care solution to their customers. This is as far as the online platform is concerned. Fourth, as I actually mentioned very clearly in the last earning call, I mentioned it, that we have done a pilot of having, because these are pharma products and our regular channel or the distribution is into the dental space, which is directly distributing to the doctors. But Oradox is a consumer product and will be sold finally through the pharmacies, which is a new channel for us. So we have piloted the pharma distribution into one of the states. And that one state, we started this pilot in April or the end of April or the first week of May. And in the last 6 months, it has given us very good response. Now we are looking in the next quarter, maybe we'll expand it to a couple of more geographies and then take it forward from there. And we are also adding newer products into the Oradox range. So that is how we are ending up taking the Oradox range further.
Right. But sorry, I'm just trying to dig into this and understand a little better. So what you said was that in one of the states, you have done the distribution at a pharma level and not a D2C level, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And can you share some results of what are the results that came out of the pilot in terms of the repeat customer rates, or even in the duration of 6 months, what kind of traction you saw? I'm sure there are some metrics around that, and maybe what you have in action plan also. If you can share both of this with some data, would be very helpful.
Thing is that when we are doing the when we have done the pilot of the pharma this thing, So for example, in that one state, we have already roped in around 200 pharmacies who are now stocking our product through our distribution channel. One, we have roped in around 250 doctors who are regularly prescribing and dispensing the products in that one state. And then these are the practices that we are working on, increasing the pharma and the doctor presence prescribing our products there.
Okay, and this is just for the one state that you mentioned?
Yes, this is only one state for the which the pilot is going on, yes.
Okay, and if I may ask, what would be the end result of the pilot? Is there a certain number we want to hit before we move on to the other states and geography?
No, we have almost done the pilot. So what we wanted to do was that since these were new products and new channel for us, We wanted to do one pilot and then add to another state. We are happy to report that is why we kept on saying that the overdogs have given us overwhelming response, because that one pilot state, when I say these numbers of having 250 doctors regularly prescribing and using our products, so this is very good result which we have achieved in the last 3-4 months. So now we will then take it up to we will take it up to 1, 2, 3 states in the next quarter, depending on the final thing, and then we'll keep on adding states and keep on adding manpower in those markets. Because pharma distribution, as you would definitely know, is a very manpower intensive distribution that is there. So we will keep on adding, we'll have to keep on adding manpower, and that is the way forward for Aurodox going forward, as far as offline is concerned. And online, I already briefed you, we are working on that, right?
Okay, just the last question from my end is, assuming that these three states that you are targeting further after the pilot within a quarter or in the range of this financial year, what would be the incremental revenue that you are targeting at a company level to garner from these 2 or 3 extra states with these channels?
Okay. So, so we are adding a few more products into the portfolio by the end of this quarter. Post that, we will take up 1 or 2 states in the next quarter. And depending on this thing, so we are looking at, so whatever numbers we are doing, we are looking at if we add one more state, it will, from our experience from the pilot, it takes at least 2-3 months for the state to stabilize to start giving some revenue. Because first 2 months, you have to reach out to people, set up the distribution and all things go. But by the end of next quarter, we are looking at doubling the numbers of Aurodox like we have been doing.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering the questions.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Aastha Jain from Hem Securities for closing comments.
Thank you, Sejal. On behalf of Hem Securities, I thank the Tenpro team for giving the time we spend on this call and responding all the queries in a detailed way. I would also like to thank all the participants for joining this call. Now, I would like to hand the call to Sejal for closing remarks.
On behalf of Hem Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.